Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Morning show at East Coast of M, and yes, here he is, Joe Supple, the Holiday Doctor. Morning, Joe.
Declan, very good morning to you and to listeners.
Good morning to you. So what's this, Joe? I was reading an article during the week about drink restrictions on inclusive holidays. When is inclusive not inclusive? You know, a limit on the amount of gargle you can actually buy when you're away on holidays.
That's it, Declan. Yeah, Irish tourists are among those being caught out by the sneaky new sort of like Spanish drinking laws affecting all-inclusive holidays. And we've often spoken about all-inclusive holidays, which I'd highly recommend to people. Well, I would have always recommended to people thinking, you know, much of spending before you go away. But yeah, they've sparked outrage by enforcing a 6 drinks per day rule for all inclusive holidays and in resorts on islands, including Ibiza and Mallorca. It was actually brought in January, but it's only actually sort of taking place now. So a lot of people who would have booked things beforehand thinking all inclusive, all done. So what they're saying is you can have 3 drinks at lunch, 3 drinks at dinner, and then after that, which seems a bit bizarre, you can pay for them, but you can't get them on your all inclusive package.
Yeah, and is this because of rowdy behaviour and various things that they're trying to restrict that? There's probably lots around it as well. And what do the resorts think of it themselves?
I'd say they're quite disappointed because, you know, fine for people who would have pre-booked for this year, but I don't know how it's going to actually work out in future because, you know yourself, Declan, a lot of resorts you go to in Spain, you can go out and you can get your cheap and cheerful and, you know, your drinks and things like that. And if you're looking at sort of the prices of the all-inclusive, you're thinking, hold on a second now, you know, we're paying X amount for this where actually we could just go and get an Airbnb or get a hotel, just bed and breakfast, and you can go out and you can have a cheap and cheerful dinner, you know, with your, and pay for your own drinks, and it might work out actually cheaper than being in the all-inclusive resorts. Again, I presume the resorts aren't going to do any sort of like, you know, subsidy or anything on it. So if you're in a 5-star hotel that you've booked, and you know we like a 5-star hotel, but if you've booked a 5-star hotel and then suddenly you're getting hit with charges for, you know, €5 for a drink, it's not going to work out very well. So I don't think it will affect things for the moment, but I think, you know, buyer beware, people are going to be very cautious actually booking for Spain with the all-inclusive.
Right, because if you had 3 pints at lunchtime and 3 drinks or something in the evening, it's restrictive, all right. Leaving aside if that's what you should be doing health-wise and all that sort of stuff, but people like to have the freedom to do it. So they probably have vouchers or something to give you, and you'll have to buy the rest, I suppose. It doesn't stop you drinking, but you'll have to buy. Is that it?
That's exactly it, yeah. I'd say it'll be on a voucher system, and then after that, then you have to pay for them yourself. So it's a bit of a naughty rule coming in, especially that, you know, this was sort of introduced in January, but they're only sort of, it's only coming to light now that people are sort of becoming familiar with it.
Okay. Now, you are a great advocate for Turkish Airlines, Joe. You have news.
I do, Declan. There's a new kid on the block, and I'm delighted to say that since the 6th of April, Turkish Airlines will be running direct flights to Antalya, which is a stunning, stunning resort. Their flights are running on the Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays, and will continue right until the 28th of October, which is really, really good. So basically, yeah, it's turkishairlines.com. The total journey time there is 4 hours 45 minutes, but you know, as you know, with Turkish Airlines, they're scheduled flights, so you're sort of paying charter prices for a scheduled flight. And guess what, Declan? They also have a business class service on. So if you wanted to push the boat out, everyone's spending a few more bob on the holidays, you may look at sort of the business class option there, which gives you the extra leg room, the usual little glass of bubbles when you get
on. What's the difference in price between a business class and steerage?
Usually, it's a couple of €100. They normally sort of set prices on it, so it wouldn't be too much because remember, it's only a 4-hour, 45-minute flight. So, you know, it could be a couple of €100, just depending on what the availability is on the actual aircraft itself. But it's definitely worth considering. If you want to give yourself a little treat on the way out or a treat on the way back, it definitely would be worth looking at doing. I mean, I love Antalya. I was there many, many years. And for listeners who haven't been there before, it's known as the Turkish Riviera for its beautiful beaches, stunning scenery, and it really is a golfer's paradise. I'm not a golfer, but I've been down down there and visited the golf courses, and it's fantastic. You know, you've got this amazing, it's a place called Belek, which is about 30 minutes transfer from the airport itself. And if you're looking at things, and again, I'm going to mention an all-inclusive hotel there, Declan, where there's no restrictions on drinks, so you can drink what you want when you want. It hasn't been enforced in Turkey at this point. It's called the Kalista Resort. It's absolutely stunning, and the great thing about the all-inclusive resorts in Turkey, especially in the Belek area, is that literally they have their own private beach. You've got all the facilities there. This particular place has 9 restaurants, so you're going from sort of Italian, European cuisine, all different types of food, and the snack bar is open during the day. You get your drinks all the time. Beautiful, beautiful, 5-star. And, you know, again, with Turkey, you're paying a lot less than you would pay, you know, in Spain for a similar type product for that as well. So it's definitely worth considering. Again, temperatures wise, at the moment you're talking in around sort of 20 to 25 degrees. Can get a bit hot there in the summertime, but the great thing is you're on the beachfront, so you've got that lovely breeze, so you don't feel it. So as I said, the resort there is the Kalista Resort. I'll be checking it out on Sunday week heading over there.
Ah, but, say no more. I was going to give you the task of going over, but you're already booking in.
Declan, oh. I'm already done. And you know what? Just because I know you'd be very concerned, I'm going to check out their business class as well, just flying over and flying back. So looking forward to that. As I said, all the details, you know, looking at flights is on turkishairlines.com. But the great thing again about that area is you've got great water parks. Also, for people maybe looking for an adult-only resort, it's definitely, there's some great products there as well. But again, family, it's a hugely popular resort with families because you've all the facilities there. You've got the kids' club. So in other words, you feel very safe on the resort because they're all inclusive. People aren't allowed in from public wise. So in other words, with the kids club, they keep the kids entertained. In the evening times, they have shows on. And of course, you've all a huge array of bars there as well. You know, you've got the beach bar. You've got staff there looking after you all the time. So you're going to feel like a real VIP heading down there. And another thing as well, of course, you've got the fabulous local Turkish food. They do special evenings on that, and they have a Turkish restaurant there as well. And then after all that, when you've been sunbathing, enjoying yourself, there's nothing like a good hammam. And for listeners who aren't familiar with this, this basically is, you know, like a massage, and they tear away all your dead skin and get you ready for the next day in the sun. So all you've got all that to look forward to. I think it's going to do really, really well, the route, because I'm looking at a lot of the other airlines at the moment and places to go. And everything is really full. And I know we had this conversation the other day, Declan, and prices have gone through the roof. I mean, a friend of mine was looking the other day at Fuerteventura booking a return flight. Normally to get it in around 250, 300, 650 euro with no luggage.
No use.
Which is crazy. So look, this is definitely an option for people who haven't booked their holidays yet. As I said, it'll run up to the 28th of October. And the great thing is, September time, temperatures start to drop. So definitely if you're looking at maybe like a nice a golfing holiday. I was down there before. There's a great place there called the Gloria Resorts, and they have 4 different hotels there with golf courses. So if you book into one, you can use the other 3 golf courses as well. As I said, Declan, I'm not a golfer, but I know golfers like to try out different golf courses and things. So that's it. Like, you know, it definitely is a golfer's paradise. But I mean, the scenery down there, as I said, it's known as the Turkish Riviera because of the beautiful beaches and the lovely stuff.
Very good. Okay. And just one last question. It's outside the EU. What about roaming and things like that on your phone and whatever?
Declan, I had to check this up a couple of times for myself when I went to Turkey the last time. No, it's outside the roaming. So switch the phone off into airplane mode. Use the Wi-Fi in the hotel. Don't switch anything on. You're going to get caught out with that. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, because we go to certain places like, you know, the Canary Islands, they're included in Spain, which is fine. But yeah, when you go to Turkey,
okay, be careful. Okay.
Turn the phone off.
All right. Sure. What would you want on the phone anyway? Sure, you're, you know, you're having a good time, as Joe said. We talk to you when you get back. Thanks very much indeed, Joe.
Great stuff. Thanks, Declan.
Great stuff. Thank you. That is Joe Supple, the Holiday Doctor.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.